Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand
the articulate and often very personal lyrics of Jackson Browne.
Good to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can.
He is one of the preeminent singer-songwriters from the 1970s. Not only did he write and perform his own hits, he also wrote or co-wrote songs that are now considered rock classics.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
His songs have been covered by other artists, even the Jackson 5, who recorded a version of Doctor My Eyes. It's impossible to talk about Jackson Browne and not mention that he's an ardent political and social activist.
I think that my work is a process of trying to confront things that bother me or things that are questions I have.
Browne tells me he feels the current state of the world provides plenty of material to write about.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year.
Certainly what's going on in this country and what's happening politically is, I think, of crucial importance, you know, as crucial, I'm more crucial now than ever before, but I've felt that way. I felt that it's important for a long time.
Before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming my very handsome friend, Jackson Browne.
This month, a crowning achievement to Jackson Browne's career. Induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was welcomed among the legends of rock by none other than Bruce Springsteen, his longtime friend, who recalled his first impressions of Browne and his music.
As I listened that night, I knew that this guy was simply one of the best. Each song was like a diamond, and my first thought was, damn, he's good. And my second thought was, I need less words.
But according to Springsteen, that's not all Browne has to offer.
You see, what most people don't realize, and for me this was a big part of Jackson's rock and roll credentials, is that Jackson Browne was a bona fide rock and roll sex star. Jackson has drawn more women than an Indigo Girls show.
He's kidding me about that. Like, to talk about me as some sort of sex symbol is actually a riot.
I think that what drew women to Jackson, besides the obvious, was that they finally felt they were listening to a guy who knew as much about love as they did. And what drew men to Jackson, besides the obvious, I guess, was that when they listened to him, they realized that they knew more about love than they thought they did.
But what he did in classic Springsteen form is he brought it around to what it was. When he described me being like popular with all these women, he described what it is about what my songs talk about that might have been popular with women, that he also very generously brought around to saying, you know, that, and men might have listened to my songs, might have found out that they knew more about love than they thought. But it was very, very funny.
Despite Browne's modesty, he does have an attraction for women.
Political activist Jackson Browne.
Even Marge Simpson.
Ooh, the pretender.
Browne's best work can be heard on a just-released 2-CD compilation called The Very Best of Jackson Browne, which includes hits and favorite album tracks spanning his entire career. For some, induction into a Hall of Fame means the end to a career. But Jackson Browne's not planning to call it quits. On the contrary, he plans to continue demonstrating that his creativity is definitely not running on empty.
The object is to grow, and I hope that I will continue to grow. I want to, I certainly want to live up to the amazing things that were said about me the night.
Reporting for Perspective, I'm Lucy Tauss, ABC News.